KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:06, we have cloudy skies, 41 degrees. Temperatures holding steady this morning. We look forward to be partly cloudy today and breezy this afternoon, a high around 56. Winds northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Two people were injured during a collision late Tuesday morning east of Irwin in Audubon County. The State Patrol on Wednesday said a 2010 Chevy Equinox driven by 44-year-old Tatum Schmidt of Savannah, Missouri, had been traveling south on Bluebird Avenue just before noon Tuesday when Schmidt failed to stop at the intersection with 150th Street. A 1997 Kenworth bobtail semi-tractor driven by 42-year-old Nicholas Kepi of Exira was traveling east on 150th and was struck by the Chevy on the driver's side in the intersection. After the collision, the semi-tractor left the road to the right and rolled over, coming to rest on its stop in the south ditch of 150th. Kepi was transported by Irwin Rescue to Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Schmidt's SUV traveled east following the crash and came to rest facing northwest in the center of 150th Street. Schmidt was transported by Lifelight to Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Both drivers were wearing their seatbelt. The Creston Police Department reports early this morning a man from Ohio was arrested. 18-year-old Christopher Lamont Gator Jr. of Springfield, Ohio, was arrested at a residence in a 300 block of North Pine Street at around 4:16 a.m. Gator was charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, first offense, and later released from the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. The Union County Sheriff's Office reports no injuries following a collision Wednesday afternoon. Authorities said a 2018 Chevy Equinox driven by 65-year-old Marilyn K. Idy of Creston and a 2012 Ford F-250 pickup driven by 68-year-old Thomas Edward Christensen of Van Meter were approaching the intersection of Highways 34 and 169 at around 1:40 p.m. As Idy pulled up to the stop sign and was preparing to turn right onto Highway 34, her vehicle was struck from behind by the pickup truck. Her SUV sustained about $2,000 damage. There was no damage to the pickup, which is registered to Madison County Auction Incorporated out of Winterset. There were no citations issued. The Adair County Board of Supervisors Wednesday morning authorized County Treasurer Brenda Wallace to begin the process of hiring a replacement for an employee in her office who has resigned. The board also passed a transfer resolution for Auditor Mandy Berg.
Resolution. Way back in 2014, you guys had done a debt levy for the pictometry software to pay it back. When I started budgeting, I didn't have that, so I didn't realize that was even a thing. So we need to transfer the 2018 payment from the miscellaneous capital project fund to pay for that payment that we made out of that.
The supervisors authorized Board Chair Steve Shelley to sign a contract and performance bond for the Lakeview Drive culvert project. And based on a recommendation by County Engineer Nick Kaufman, the board rejected bids received for a reinforced concrete box or RCB culvert project on W20 Jackson Road. That after both bids came in at nearly $500,000, or about 23.7% above the engineer's estimate.
Okay, on the West 20 Jackson box culvert, letting was yesterday. Low bid was Gus Construction, $499,888.36. Second low, there's only two bids. Progressive Structures was $511,373.50.
Kaufman said if they used a less conservative approach, they could save around $100,000. The project will be relet at a later date in hopes of receiving better bids.
Stand back and look at it. It's not a very big bridge. It's going to cost $500,000, then we need to do something different.
The traffic count on that road isn't near the highest in the county either, is it?
It's a farm market route, but no, it's not real high.
I mean we've got to repair it. I'm not trying to say that. I'm just trying to justify what kind of money we're putting per mile. Right.
And $500,000 doesn't make sense.
Kaufman discussed also a repair quote for the N-35 Summit Bridge.
We had to close, and then we're talking about repairing. We've got materials on hand to do, which is what it needs. Quote is $92,875. So you take the deck off, pull the beams off, set them off to the side, build the abutments with our materials, and then put the beams back on, and then put all new deck plank on. My estimate for total would be $123,625.
And the Adair County Board of Supervisors spent time Wednesday morning with Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater discussing his 2023 fiscal year office wages for himself and his staff. And finally in the news, police in Glenwood report the arrest Wednesday morning of a man from Pottawatomie County. 29-year-old Keith Schreck of Council Bluffs was arrested for burglary. Additional details were not provided in the report. Schreck's cash or surety bond was set at $10,000. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News.